بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The worldly impacts of namaz. I have said to you that there are several impacts that establishing prayers will have on every individual. So those impacts could be categorized into worldly effects and the hereafter effects, or individual life's effects and social life's effects. So we are talking right now about those impacts that establishing prayers would have on our worldly life. One of the greatest impacts that establishing prayers in our life will have is that we will be successful. Because Almighty Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful are the believers who on their performing the prayers are humbly intent. So we have to offer the prayers fulfilling all its requirements. The greatest threat that every individual or every mu'min will be facing is that he has to forget the purpose of his life. Almighty Allah says about the purpose of the people's life that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have never ever created you human beings but to you human beings and the jinn, but to worship me. Why? Because through worshiping Almighty Allah, we the human beings will be perfect or will be made perfect. So seeking perfection can only be through prayers. Or one of the means that you can seek your perfection is to establish prayers. We will not be successful people unless we establish prayers. Unless we have to be careful of the divine commandments. So distinguished listeners, we have to pay heed and we have to pay attention that if we are going to be successful individuals in our worldly life, we have to offer the namaz or offer the prayers. May Almighty Allah bless us all to be the real followers of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family members. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.